boys can come and go, leave you feeling low. Instead of a coming in, you're coming in, coming with me, girl. But there you are.
This is Sex and Waffles, an American horror story. That's whore with a W. Brought to you live by Waffle Press Studios.
Let me follow your lonesome half bottle of wine. Oh, you hide me away in a drawing, that's fine. I don't mind the shame, babe.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Sex and Waffles. Sex and Waffles. Waffles is how I imagine it would be set in, like, German, maybe Russian. Russian-German? Not sure. No one has said Sex and Waffles in German to me, so Waffles it is, okay? If someone would like to correct that, that's how I feel it. Maybe, like, Russian, like a Russian accent. If someone would like to tell me how it would be, Waffles would be said with a Russian accent or in German, please feel free to let me know. These are the things I look forward to. Actually, I do love hearing things said in, like, other accents. I love accents. I love languages. I'm a super nerd. It's fine. We are fresh into fall. I know all of us are trying to hold on to summer as long as we can. I don't know where you're listening from. If you are in Horny Town, North Carolina, hello. That would be the number one listening town in North Carolina. I didn't even know there was a place called Horny Town, but there's literally a place called Horny Town, and they listen to Sex and Waffles. I don't know who you are, but I fucking love you, Horny Town, North Carolina. You're probably not feeling fall yet, but I am. It's full fall in Connecticut. We have gone from straight summer to full fall. And, you know, as I recall from the last time I lived in New England, I thought there was a bit of a slower transition, but it seems September 1st hit, a leaf fell, and fall came. Here we are. It's been 40s in the morning, 60s in the afternoon. I'm very much here for it. And that is your report from 2020. The world is literally on fire. My world's on fire. How about yours? Now that song, no one ever knew that that song would come in so handy in 2020. Did you? I didn't. Yeah, it has. Also, I'm not gonna lie, that's been like my song of quarantine. I don't know. It just felt like it fit. Like the years keep coming and they don't start coming and they don't start coming and they don't start coming. And now our world is on fire. And I just feel like people are getting dumber. Maybe that's just me. But, you know, with the few interactions that we have with humans, I just feel like collectively we're all getting weird and we all have acne. But it's fine because we're all in this together, which I think is great. We can all be weird together and I'm here for it. I also love, though, people still bring up, they're like, dating in a pandemic is so hard. And I'm like, Patrice, is that really your priority right now? Are you really, like, out here just trying to, like, catch some tail? I'm not shaming you. You do you. The times are rough. You gotta do what you gotta do. But also, like, people are like, oh my god, it's so crazy to date right now. I'm like, honestly, I think this is, like, the coolest time in the world to date. Because you can do so many, like, new things that you wouldn't normally do getting to know someone. You can get creative. You can have fun with it. I don't know. Ride a fucking tandem bicycle. It's like 6 feet apart, isn't it? Just kidding. Get one of those, like, four-person ones, but sit, like, at the back and have them at the front. Social distance, my friends. Don't worry about it. You should worry about it because it's still going on. And we're, like, still 7 months into this. It's fine. It's so fine. Don't worry. Yeah, so that's my talk on corona. Don't get corona and don't get chlamydia. Wear your protection. Wherever you go, your PPE. You know, this is what I don't get. People are like, when people surprisingly like get an STD. And, you know, it's normally men. Women get STDs too, but I feel like it's less of a surprise to them. Like, women get an STD and they're like, something is wrong, I need to go to a doctor. And they get tested and they try to tell the man that they had an STD. They're like, I'm so, like, hey, I think you should know you gave me chlamydia. And then every time the dude is like, no, I didn't give you chlamydia. That was obviously one of the other people that you're sleeping with. And you're like, no, like, you gave me chlamydia. Like, it could be a virgin. They could have had sex one time, got chlamydia, and the guy will still be like, no, you gave me chlamydia. Or, like, you got it from one of your other dudes. Can we all just, like, get tested and, like, take our antibiotics? And, like, if a girl calls you and tells you you have chlamydia and that she got you a set of antibiotics, because typically they'll give you and your partner a set together, can you just fucking take them? Like, I am tired of people not wearing condoms and then spreading diseases like it's nobody's business. You get the clap, I'ma clap you, and not with my fucking cheeks. Yo, get tested. I think it's funny, though, because men will literally risk, like, they will risk 18 years of, like, child support, the chance of being a father, STDs, literally every STD. At this point, corona, like, they will risk anything to get their dick wet. There is part of me that has respect for that. I'm like, yo, you gotta do what you gotta do. But at the same time, there's part of me that's like, they will risk everything to get their dick wet, so no one should ever complain about getting laid. Like, trust me, they will do it. Except for if they're like a respectful human being and they're like, oh, like, I don't have a condom and you don't want to have sex, cool, like, it's fine. You know, if both parties are down with rods on it, you do you. I'm not judging you. I'm just saying, stop spreading chlamydia. Stop spreading corona. These things are mildly preventable. I don't know how preventable corona is. I'm not a scientist, but, like, they say wearing a mask helps. Oh, no, they say wearing a condom helps against chlamydia. Here I am on my CDC rant of the day. But yeah, fucking just wrap it up before you tap it. Or, like, know their sexual history. Ask them if they've gotten their dick swab recently. That really seems to work. I've literally slept with people that refuse to get STD tested. Like, we were sleeping together pretty regularly, and I was like, I think you have a dirty dick. And they were like, I do not have a dirty dick. And I was like, no, like, you have a dirty dick. Like, my vagina can feel it. If they fuck up your vaginal pH, they have a dirty dick. I'm just saying, either clean your dick or get tested. It's one of the two, okay? You either have chlamydia or you have, like, dirt on your dick, or, like, dried cum. Just get fucking tested. Wash your fucking asshole. Which brings me into our topic for today, ladies and gentlemen. Please welcome to the stage, body hair. We're gonna talk about body hair this week, okay? I have a lot of opinions on body hair, mostly because it's such an issue for people. Like, some, and it's such a personal preference. So first, I'm gonna go out on a limb and say, like, these are my opinions. You don't have to take this as, like, written in stone, Ten Commandments, Jesus, Abraham, Bible shit, okay? Like, you're not gonna die if you don't live by my rules. This is my personal preference, so that you can feel better about yourself and your personal preferences. Some people like full, clean, shaved bodies, like swimmers' bodies, like head to toe shaved, literally. Like, some people are into that. I think that's a lot of fucking work for myself and for men, for both. I personally shave because I like it. Like, I'm a runner. I like shaved legs. I like to shave my bush, wax, nair, whatever.
I do not like hair on. I do not like pubes hair. Pube hair, bush. Bush hair. I do not like having a bush. I think it's uncomfortable. That is my personal preference. I'm not telling you you have to shave your bush. I am just saying, I personally find it wildly uncomfortable to be a runner and to have a lot of hair. I don't know how people do it. I know people who have run marathons with full bushes, and I just am like, how? It hurts me. I also am like extremely sensitive to fabrics and feelings of everything, so like that's probably why. But on the other spectrum, yes, gentlemen. For ladies, I feel like ladies are like, I'm expected to be fully clean shaven head to toe before a man can touch me. Okay, that's bullshit. I have never had a man deny me sex because I have been unshaved. I have had them comment if I have recently shaved, and they'll be like, oh, that nice clean shaven pussy. And you're like, okay, like, thanks for noticing. But some men love hair. Like, some men are like, yes, I love. Some men like a full bush, some like a partial bush, some like partial growth. Like, honestly, don't do anything for a man's preference, because do what's comfortable to you. I always ask people if I'm hooking up with them for a while, I'm like, what do you prefer? Do you like a clean shaven or do you like a little hair? I'm not sure. If they said they liked a bush, I'm not sure I would be able to comply, because it is, I think it's so wildly uncomfortable, like, in my day-to-day life. Like, I just think it's uncomfortable and I don't like it. But I don't know, I might, like, give them some couple-day growth if that's what they're really into. But it's also extremely painful. I also nair. Like, I nair and use baby oil. It works really well. I highly recommend it. Do not get nair in your coochie and wait to have sex. Me and my friend have experimented with this a lot during quarantine. You nair your cooch, nair your asshole, whatever. Use baby oil right after. It works very well. Very soft. You don't get razor burn. You don't break out. I break out from, like, waxes and shits. Like, I don't do that. I get, like, I just have, like, sensitive skin. Sugaring is really good, and I've heard that. But if you're, like, going for, you're in a tight spot and you need a quick fix, nair and baby oil is your best fucking friend, I promise you. Legs, puss, back, feet, I don't know, whatever the fuck you, like, wax or whatever you're into. Yeah, so I always ask people if I'm sleeping with them for a really long time, like, what they're into. I honestly, they always ask me too if they're, like, courteous, kind of. No, I've actually only had, like, one guy ask, like, what I prefer. I don't really care, to be honest. When I was younger, I thought men needed to be totally clean shaven, and I was not gonna suck their dick unless they, like, had clean shave, like, baby bald head balls. That's what I wanted, baby head balls. As I aged, though, and I slept with older men, and I realized that they did not groom themselves the way younger men did, I was like, whatever, who the fuck cares? And then I kind of, like, got into it. I don't know. If you're on top and they have, like, a lot of hair, it can actually feel, like, pretty nice. It's like sitting on the face of a guy with a beard. I think if both parties are, like, clean shaven or, like, a day into shaving, or there's, like, some stubble, I actually think it's painful because it's, like, Velcro and you kind of, like, stick together and you can't just, like, glide. I don't know. I think one person has to be shaven and one person has to be keeping it real. But that is up to you and your personal preference. Like, some girls are like, I will not go down on a guy unless he fucking shaves his ball hair. And I'm like, I mean, men don't even, like, trim their assholes, but they're like, can you eat my ass? And this is why, like, when you think, when you are a female and you think that, like, a man is gonna judge your hair, first of all, if a man comments on your vaginal growth hair or your leg hair before he's about to eat you out or penetrate you, all I have to say is he's probably not that good in bed, because I think there's been I think there's been two people who have commented on puss hair or leg hair. And, like, again, I don't have, like, a lot of hair because I don't like it. But, you know, I don't shave every fucking day because I think that's exhausting. Like I said, Einair, it works better and there's not a lot of stubble and you just, it glides. It glides, okay? I'm gliding here. But one was my, like one guy I dated and he surprised me and I hadn't shaven my legs. I think it was also cold outside. It might have been like January. I hadn't shaven and I was in college, so I couldn't really afford razors. And he was just like, oh my God, you didn't even shave for me. And I was like, what the fuck, bro? Like, I don't even know you were coming. It was a fucking surprise. It was a surprise. How was I supposed to shave and be ready for you to be here? Like, I didn't know you were coming. So, he also was not great in bed. And it was very disappointing sex. Like, he would literally, like, felt my leg, commented on my leg hair, and then had disappointing sex with me for, like, 5 minutes. So, you know, I just feel like the people who are commenting on your leg hair, like, aren't focused on the mission here. I feel like there's been, I don't know, some of the best sex I've had, like, when I'm, like, hot and sweaty or, like, covered in farm shit. I don't fucking know. I'm gross. Whatever. All I'm saying, as a female, you don't have to worry about, like, having everything fucking laser hair removed, okay? If you don't want to shave your asshole, don't. It's a process. There was one time I fully nared my ass. Like, not my asshole. Like, the peach fuzz that's kind of, like, on your ass that, like, people wax off. But it's also, like, really not that noticeable. I nared it because I thought it was noticeable. And then I worked in Virginia in the summer on a farm. And I wore, like, running shorts all day. So I had, like, serious swamp ass. And I just nared my ass. And then I broke out in a rash, like, all over my ass because I decided to take all the hair off of it and then sweat profusely for like ever in my life. And you know what? I just feel like some hair removal is not necessary. If you feel it is necessary to feel good and confident about yourself, do it. But if you don't feel that it's necessary, you may end up with the serious butt acne. And you know what? It's just uncomfortable. I don't care how it looks to you while you're fucking me. I mean, I do, but sometimes, whatever. I, you know, like, no one wants to have a pimply ass. It hurts. It's painful, okay? But also, ladies, if you are concerned about the hair on your body, just think about men. Sure, they shave their balls. Sure, they shave, like, the shaft of their dick so that it's not hairy, which I truly appreciate. But also sometimes it really hurts when you're giving a blowjob, I'm just saying. Also, shaved balls when you're putting them in the mouth kind of really hurt your lips. But I'm just saying, like, I'm still going to do it, but it just hurts a little bit. In case you needed, like, the full breakdown of, like, shaving. I once hooked up with someone who had like a Christmas tree dick. I don't know if he grew hair all up his dick and he shaved it down. You do what you gotta do, but like it hurt my lips on that dick. Was it did not feel good. It was very hard to blow him and it was very painful to have sex with him. Your vagina is really sensitive. So you know what? I don't know. Like if you're overly mammoth, just maybe keep it. Maybe keep it on your dick. Keep your mammoth dick. I don't know, it might feel better than, like, your shaved dick. I can't tell you. I've never seen a full hairy dick, just, like, the shaft. And once the rest of the dick's inside me, that doesn't really affect me. But, I don't know, it can be very painful. And, yeah, whenever you're thinking about that, though, like, just think about the fact, like, men don't shave their assholes. And then they'll be like, can you eat my ass? And, like, their taints haven't been touched. And I'm not saying that they need to or, like, I'm shaming them. Everybody, just do you. Fucking do you. Whatever feels good. All I'm saying, though, is that, yeah, if I'm licking your unshaven asshole and you expect me to be, like, fucking Barbie smooth, yeah, fucking right. Like, whatever. As for the rest of your body hair, gentlemen, I don't know. I think it's manly. I have nothing against, like, hairy people. If you have hobbit feet, that kind of freaks me out, but I'm not shaming you. There's probably people who are into that for sure. I just don't like hairy feet. They freak me out. I hooked up with a guy once who like had so much hair on his ass and like his body. He looked like he was wearing pants. I still smash. Doesn't matter. Hand sex. Yeah, I've never really turned someone away because they had like hair all over their body. Definitely been with some like yetis, but I was just like, what else? Doesn't matter. Hand sex. If you want to shave your chest, it's fine, but you gotta really not have stubble because it hurts. Boys, this is what I want you to take away from this episode. Anything that you shave, please shave it regularly because your growth hurts. It's very painful on our chests, our lips, and our bodies that have really sensitive skin. So, if you're gonna take all your body hair off, I don't know, get a fucking wax on your whole fucking body. And if you're gonna shame a woman for having hair on her body, go wax your fucking taint, okay? Okay, so I'm glad we had that talk. Yeah, beards. Whatever, maintain them. Stubble, hot. It hurts, but like I dig it. Yeah, the rest of your body, pubes. If you're gonna keep them, I just like trim them a little bit. Like give them a little trim. Okay? Okay, guys. You don't need to like fully do everything and anything, but I think a little trimski goes a long way. Okay? Especially when I'm sucking or digging or hairs are getting up my nose. Okay? Okay. Okay. Now that we all know how to maintenance our bodies, aka do whatever you fucking prefer, because most people are still going to have sex. Have you ever seen those girls like, they're like, I'm gonna be good today because I didn't shave, and they have sex anyways? Yeah. There you go. Nobody gives a fuck about body hair when it really comes down to it. When it's getting hot and heavy, no one has ever looked at a body and been like, disgusting, I cannot hook up with you. I mean, people probably have. It just, if someone said that to me, I'd be like, okay, goodbye. I'm just gonna finish myself off. Whatevs. Sometimes you just don't have time for asshole maintenance, okay? Whatever. You do you. But Nair is your best friend. It's easy. It's quick. It's clean. I don't know. If you're shaving your chest, just keep up with it. I don't know. Fucking duct tape that shit. It hurts. Like, leave it or shave it profusely. That's your route. There is no in-between. There is no in-between. All right? That's all I have for you guys today. You can follow me on Instagram at The Real Sex and Waffles. I am Mass Hosanna Joy. My website is therealsexandwaffles.com. You can email me at therealsexandwaffles@gmail.com. And, yeah, shave yourself. Don't shave yourself, but you know what you can always do. Stay hard. To